Welcome to the Lafcate Podcast. Lafcate is a seasoned teacher of the Word of God, an author and pastor of Vision Impact Church, a thriving church in Ghana. And now, today's message.
I'm going to be speaking this morning on the message I've titled, He Sent His Word and Healed. Last Sunday, I spoke on what I titled, He Took Our Infirmities. Before we speak a word, it means God must have spoken to us, to me. It is beautiful in my heart when I see a confirmation of what I believe God has said. Sometimes we might see nothing, but our faith should tell us God is working in our midst. We don't need to see to believe it. We believe and we see. Hallelujah. So today, as already stated, I'm looking at He sent His word and it healed. The aim of this message is twofold. One, for us to understand the nature and power of the word. Number two, to let us understand how to actualize or activate the word for your healing. How should you actualize and activate the word of God for your healing? Open your Bibles with me, please, to Psalm 107 and verse 20. Psalm 107 and verse 20. The Bible says, He sent out His word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. This scripture was first concerning the Hebrews. And the writer of the psalm is telling us what happened to the Israelites, that it was the word of God that God sent. It was word that God sent. Remember, He did not say it was Moses or Aaron, but it was word that He sent and it healed them. And it was word that was sent that rescued them from their grave. And so what is the nature and power of the word, which is the word of God? Number one, the word of God is a living entity. The word of God lives. Is alive. Lives means it doesn't die and it is not dead. It is living. It is living more than you are living and I am living. It was, it is, it will forever be. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but this word, according to the word of God, shall never pass away. It's a living entity. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 12. Hebrews 4 and verse 12. The Bible says just what I've already said. Meaning that what I just said is purely the word of God. He says, for the word of God is alive and active. So the word of God is a living entity. Number two, the word of God has a penetrative force. The word of God has a penetrative force. It has the ability to penetrate. Remember, we are saying it is word. So just as you hear the word of God through the sound of my voice right now, the word of God has the ability, no matter how hard, how difficult, how tough your heart is, how hardened it is, the word of God is able to penetrate. Penetrate means it pierces through the heart. It pierces. You may not want to hear the word of God. You may deny the word of God doesn't work. It doesn't matter where you are at. The word has the power. It is a living thing, and it has the penetrating power to pierce through the hardest of hearts. It has a penetrative force. Hebrews says that penetrate means it pierces through, pushes through, break it apart, no matter how hard a heart is or a thing is. The same chapter 4, verse 12 of Hebrews says, the word of God penetrates even to dividing soul and marrow. Human beings, we are body, soul, and spirit. And the word of God has the ability, like how a surgeon would take the knife and cut through a heart, to fix the heart, cut through any part of the body that needs fixing, cut through and take the disease out and refix. The word of God has more power to penetrate and also to divide soul and marrow. I want to believe this morning that somebody is here who is hearing the word of God, and the power of God to penetrate and to divide is going through that toughened mind, that darkened spirit, that darkened soul, and it is pulling out the evil and pulling out things that needs to be pulled out, because the word of God says so. It penetrates even to the dividing of soul and marrow, joint of soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It judges thoughts and attitude. What you are thinking right now, the word of God is assessing the thought and say, my son, my daughter, why are you thinking evil? It's saying, my son, my daughter, why are you thinking thoughts of fear? My son, my daughter, why are you thinking thoughts of giving up, discouragement? Why are you thinking such thoughts? I am here. I can hear. It amazes me. Jesus will not be walking there. And Peter and Co. came to the house, and the Bible says the Pharisees had been talking to them and asking them, don't your master pay taxes? But when Peter entered the house, Peter didn't tell anything to Jesus. He didn't say anything to Jesus. But Jesus just saw Peter's face, and he knew what they were discussing, what the Pharisees had discussed with him. No thought is hidden from God. No thought. It is hidden from man. You cannot know what I am thinking now. I am speaking to you, and maybe my mind is thinking something else, but God is the only one who is able to see my thoughts. That makes it scary, and at the same time, it should encourage me so that I live in the presence of the Lord, trusting him to give me and you the grace to think thoughts that are pure, not thoughts that are evil. For it is from the inner man that we think evil thoughts. But God's heart desire is that we have pure thinking. Whatsoever is good, think about those things, says Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8. Think about things that glorify God. So the word of God is able to look inside our innermost being where no one can see. Number three, the word of God has the power to consume. Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse 29, the Bible says, "Is not my word like fire?" My word, the word of God, is potency, is power, is able to consume. Consume whatever needs to be consumed. Consume chaff, spiritual chaff, is able to consume everything that is evil. Cannot stand in the presence of the word of God. It works. I can attest to it that the word of God has the ability to consume. It is like fire. It consumes evil. God brings down his judgment fire, and no other fire can stand before it. You set an evil fire, you are a witchcraft, you fly. You are a wizard, you fly. But the word of God is able to stop you in your track in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It consumes every form of evil. The word of God has the power to consume sicknesses and diseases. Do you ever wonder why you see that it is by radiation and chemotherapy that cancerous cells are killed? The word of God has the potency to consume any disease and any sickness. Number four, the word of God has the ability to demolish. According to Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse 29, the second part of it, it says, the word of God is like hammer breaking to pieces a rock. The word of God breaks into pieces any rock, any stubbornness, any rebellion, any hardness, any difficulty, anything that is standing against your progress. The word of God shall shatter it in the name of Jesus Christ. Number five, the word of God never fails. The word of God never fails. Isaiah chapter 55 and verse 10 and verse 11 says, as the rain and snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater. As the rain, comparison. As the rain, the word of God is as the rain. So when it comes, as you are hearing the word of God right now, it will yield a positive effect in your life, on your life, on all your activities, on your family, in your family, in your business. It has that power, because when the word of God is released, its effect must be fruitfulness. Hallelujah. He says, when the word of God comes down like the rain, it will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. This is also the word that has been sent to heal you and I. The word of God has been sent also to heal. And the word has the ability to heal all things. The word of God has the ability to heal all things. It heals physically. It heals physical things. When I say physically, I'm talking about your body, your mind, your soul. But the word of God, in another submission, we'll see that the word of God has the ability to heal everything. It can heal the land. It can heal the waters. It can heal anything. It can heal your business. Hallelujah. The word of God is able to heal physically, emotionally, financially, relationally. The word of God can heal. So that takes me to, how do you activate the word of God for your healing? How should we activate the word of God for our healing? The Bible says it is by combining the word you hear with faith that you activate the word of God for a specific purpose you desire in your life. Romans chapter 10 and verse 17 says, let's read it quickly. Romans 10 and verse 17. The word of God says, faith comes by the hearing, and the hearing of the word of the Lord. That is how faith comes. The NIV translation says, consequently, faith comes by hearing the message. The message, the word of God, is the message from God. The message you are hearing this morning is the word of God. The only time you should not listen is when it is not, if it is not, the word of God. But faith comes as you hear the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. When Christ is lifted up, when the word of God is spoken, and it is the word about the Christ, the Messiah, then the word of God will produce effects that God desires. But this faith that comes to you must be mixed with the word of God. The same word of God that you heard that produced faith in you, you must now use the faith and combine it. It is like you are cooking, preparing tea. If you want honey in your tea, the honey must go into the tea for the tea to taste sweet. Like any other thing, cocoa, porridge. If you want it to be sweet, you must take the sweetener and put it in the porridge for the porridge to be sweet. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 2. For we also have heard the good news proclaimed to us just as they did. But the message they heard was of no value to them. The message, the word of God they heard, was of no value to them because they did not share the faith of those who obeyed it. Or, King James says, they did not combine faith with the word of God that they heard. Other translations say they did not combine or they did not mix up the word that they heard with faith. The word in isolation of faith would not have the desired effect. The word of God without faith would not have the desired effect. You can chew and pour the word of God, but without faith, you will not get the result you need. And you can say, I am a person of faith, I have so much faith, but without the word of God, your faith will be baseless. The faith must by all means be mixed with the word of God. And so the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 2, the same people of Israel, the Bible is saying, we are hearing the same word they heard. Their problem is the word they heard, they did not mix it with faith. For instance, God has said to them, I am sending you to a land filled with milk and honey. They heard it. The problem is they were approaching the land to get their milk and honey. They were even sent as leaders to the land, but they saw something. And when they saw something else God did not tell them, which is that they saw what they described as giants in the land, and to them God did not say we'll see giants. So when they saw the giants, they decided to be afraid. You will be faced with fear. Once God gives you a promise, the thief, the murderer, the destroyer, who is Satan, he will come to test what you have received as a promise. He will test the word of God you have received. Your determination should be that when God spoke to me the first time, he didn't tell me I will see giants on the road. He told me I will see milk and I will see honey. So I ignore to see the giants. They are evil presence. I do not accept them. My decision is to focus. Isaiah said, I've set my face like a flint. As a child of God, you must set your face, the face in your heart, your determination must be a solid rock. That is like a flint. I am not changing my mind. It doesn't matter what is coming against me. I am not changing my mind about the truth. When you are like that, you are mixing the word of God with faith. The promise you received with faith. Hallelujah. I was meditating on this message, and as I meditated, a thought just entered my heart, and it was so real. And the thought was that when one will be sick, it follows words. How many of us haven't been afraid? 3 days ago or 2 days ago or something, we heard a politician passed away suddenly at a young age. And I can hear and I can feel everybody was shaking. Almost, let me say almost. So when I say everybody, it's hyperbole. It's exaggeration. Maybe there are people who didn't care. I am not a politician, but when Pastor came and told me, honey, one of the parliamentarians has just passed away, and his wife is an apostle something. Do you know her? My heart just dropped. I felt the pain. I thought I knew the apostle somebody, because the first name Lillian, I know a lady apostle who is also a Lillian. Then he said, no. He said, that one you know is a Lillian Kofi, but this one is a Lillian Kuma. You see, you can decide that why people dying young and live in fear, or focus on that God told you something. It doesn't matter what is dying and who is dying, and that would be for Apostle Lillian too. Apostle Lillian, God told her something, but the enemy visited her. She can decide to be afraid or to say, bring it on. Though the fig tree may not be bearing fruit, but I know what God said. Though there may be giants in the land, I still believe. This is what we are talking about. This is what God is telling us. I still believe. So these Israelites, God told them something, but suddenly what they didn't know, but they didn't know that God knew that there will be giants in the land, and he's not respecting the giants. He said, irrespective of the giants, go on and possess your possession. Is God speaking to someone today? Irrespective of your sickness, of the pain, in fact, the sickness is not yours. So Pastor, you said the wrong thing. The sickness is not yours. Irrespective of that test of affliction, focus on what God has said. These people did not mix the word of God they heard with faith. And the reason I made the example of the parliamentarian who passed, things happen and you hear words. Just as Pastor came and said, honey, I just heard. Then I received the words he spoke and my heart dropped. And then the whole of the nation, you can hear the president, you can hear on both sides, opposition, government, everybody is saying something. They feared. Isn't it the same? You go to the doctor and they look at you and they tell you a word. Go to the lab and come and you came back and they give you some horrible diagnosis. And they tell you, and then you panic. You panic. No, instead of panicking, when the doctor read the test result and told you in church last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, Pastor was leading prayer and he said, somebody will receive a report of terminal illness. We have prayed against it. So when you see the doctor and the doctor gives you a certain report, oh God, how God is saying, please tell the doctor you gave me the wrong report about how many of us. Maybe 0% will ask, really? Oh, Pastor. When you assent, when you agree, you are activating fear, and fear will give you sickness. Hallelujah. Amen. But when you have the word of God in your heart, and you say, thank you very much. If you cannot tell the doctor bad report, it's not mine. In your heart, you are saying, no, he or she is just telling me the wrong thing. It is not possible. It is not possible for a child of a lion to become a dog. It is not possible. It's not possible for a daughter of Zion. It's not possible for one who is made in the image of God to have another identity. As long as Jesus is not sick, I may be feeling, but that is not my result. The flesh may be feeling, but the spirit within me is saying, that is not my result. That is not my result. Hallelujah. How do you combine faith with the word of God? Number one, by holding on tight to what you hear, by holding on tight to what you hear. That is how. Hold on. As you are hearing the word of God this morning, it should be your determination. That is for me. I'm not letting it go. I'm holding on to it. God, when I forget, remind me. But it's not my decision to forget the word of the Lord. I may forget, but it is working. My husband said something. He said, I may not remember the food I ate on Monday. I don't think any of us here can remember the food you ate on Monday. No. You have to think hard to reverse backwards and say, last week, Monday, what did I eat? In the afternoon, in the evening, you will have to rewind. But even though you don't remember what you ate, it is working. That is what is keeping you strong and healthy. You may forget the word of God, but as long as you receive it by faith and you are keeping it, it is doing something in your spirit, man. You are not called to be quoting the word of God. It is very good if you can quote it verbatim. But if you cannot quote it, just remember, it is good to know what is there. Hold tight to the word of God. Matthew chapter 8 and verse 16, the Bible says, when evening came, many who were demon-possessed were brought to Jesus. He drove out the spirits with a word. Right now, the word of God that is coming to you is dispossessing, it is dislocating an evil spirit in your spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ.
This message continues in the next episode. God bless you for listening to this message. Make sure to subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every week. Until next time, remember, Jesus came that you may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows.